Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is age. A-G-E.
Don't get personal, Fenneman.
Really?
You bet your life.
For more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
What's he doing now?
Oh, that's me.
Well, here I am again with $6,000 for one of our couples tonight. We've gone this high only once before. I've been that high many times before. Well, it's a lot of money. Maybe somebody will win it tonight. Huh? Let's hope so.
Groucho, just before we went on the air, we selected an aircraft worker and a man with an interesting job to be on the show. And here they come, Miss Betty Dormont, Mr. Jerry Hoffman, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Let's see now, Miss Betty Dormont and Mr. Jerry Hoffman. Eh? Betty, may I ask your age?
Yes, I'm 24.
24, huh? How long have you been 24?
About 24 years.
That's a good answer, anyhow. It's baffling, but it's a good answer. Mr. Jerry Hoffman, where are you from, Mr. Hoffman?
Originally from the Bronx, New York, Groucho, but I've been out... I've been here for 26 years.
Oh, well, then you're practically a native son, huh?
Yes.
You still root for the Bronx Bombers?
No, I don't pay much attention to baseball.
You don't, huh?
No.
You mean, in other words, you root for Cincinnati? Now, I understand you have a very interesting job, Jerry. Well, just what is it?
Well, I am in public relations, Mr. Marx.
Oh. Well, just how public are your relations?
Well, it's commonly called a press agent, Trey.
Oh, you're a press agent, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, press agent can be pretty common. All right. What kind of agency address?
Well, I'm with Columbia Pictures.
Are
they
still in business?
Yes, as a matter of fact, very much so. It was a picture called The Marrying Kind approved.
What is it called?
The Marrying Kind with Judy Holliday and a new star, Aldo Ray.
Oh, that sounds like it ought to be a pretty good picture.
It's a wonderful picture.
Didn't Blake Granite have something to do with
it? He produced it.
Oh, well, he's a nice, nice fellow.
Yes, my very clever man. I will, thank you.
And you can have him, too, as long as... Now, Betty, do you mind if I talk to you for a while?
No, sir. I'd be happy to talk to you.
You would, huh? I didn't mean right here. I was thinking of later on. perhaps after the show. Well, enough of that kind of thinking. Huh? Where do you work, Betty?
I work at Douglas Aircraft in the inspection department.
Well, what do you do in the... What do you do there?
Well... Briefly, we inspect inspectors.
Well, what does the inspector inspect while you're inspecting the inspector? I think my needle stuck, huh?
Well, he inspects the airplanes. And,
how much wood does a woodchuck chuck have? A woodchuck, woodchuck.
He inspects the airplanes, and we sort of follow him and pick up the squawks that he writes about the airplane.
Are you allowed to take any of these home with you? What do you do with these reports that you make?
Well, we compile them in statistics, and then they graph them in the front office.
You say there's graph in the front office? Seems to me that's where they need the inspecting. Jerry, I'll call you Jerry.
Please do.
Kind of formal. Jerry, I'm curious. You give new actors the big buildup. Now, pretend Betty here has just signed a contract, and she's brand new. Nobody ever heard of her. Now, well, what would you do with her?
Well, that's a large order, but not too large, considering that the girl has a lot of natural charm and a lot of natural attractiveness. They might want to change her hair. This is a matter for the front office to decide.
Is that where they change it, in the front office?
Well, they make the decisions on the glamour treatment.
I see.
But we may also suggest some changes. The basic job for the publicity department would be to make her name a household word.
You mean like Drano? Well, you're a very nice couple, and I think you're going to be very happy together. And I'd like to go on talking to you two all night, but we have so much money at stake tonight that we've got to get on with this. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $6,000 question. Right now, I'd like you to devote your attention to an important announcement.
Take the 5 mile trial.
Take the 5 mile trial.
Your DeSoto Plymouth dealer has mapped out a 5 mile trial course through stop and go traffic, over rough roads, and out on the open highway. A stern test for any car. And he invites you to get behind the wheel and drive the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 over this course so you can discover for yourself all the great new DeSoto features. As you drive along, you'll be able to feel the great power of the exciting new Fire Dome V8 engine. Power with smoothness never before achieved in any car. You'll feel the sure stopping power of DeSoto power brakes. In parking and out on the highway, too, you'll feel new ease in steering. Why, DeSoto's sensational new full power steering takes literally all the effort out of steering, makes turning the wheels as easy as dialing a phone. So tomorrow, stop at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers and ask to take the 5 mile trial in either the exciting new 160 horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the famous DeSoto Power Master 6. Find out why the new DeSoto is America's most talked about new car. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low priced car most like high priced cars.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. Fire Dome Fenneman?
Yes.
This is Fire Dome Fenneman. Tell them the rules.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $6,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
Clear? Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. From our list of 20 categories, you select the scrambled proverbs. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$1,950.
All right. What is this proverb? Where there is no speculation, there is no increase in value.
No risk, no.
Where there is no speculation, there is no increase in value.
No risk. Oh, dear.
I know you know it, too. You were hanging right around it, Jerry. It's a nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Nothing gained.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad.
You now have 50 cents.
Now, don't get discouraged. The big money is the $6,000. 1 week we had a couple here that won the chance at the big money, and they won $1. So I don't want you to get discouraged. Remember, you're going for $6,000. Now, how much are you going to bet this time?
The 50 cents, right?
The whole thing.
Yes.
All right, what is this proverb? It is inadvisable to peer into the oral cavity of a gratuitous equine.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth.
That's right, that's right. How much is that for one?
Well, you're climbing again. You have $1 now.
All right, now, how much are you going to bet?
$2.
$1.
$1. He's going to borrow a dollar from this house. What is this proverb? During the absence of the domesticated feline, the rodents cavort.
When the cat's away, the mice cavort.
Absolutely right.
You now have $2.
Here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much are you going to go
$2.
For? The whole thing. All right. What is this proverb? A revolving boulder will not accumulate lichen.
Rolling stone.
Gathers no moss.
Well, they wound up with $4, Groucho.
Nobody leaves here with $4. I'm going to give you one question for $21, which will give you a total of $25. Now, get this right, and no coaching, please. It's a tough question. You ready? How many layers in a three-layer cake?
Three.
Right, three layers is right. Put it in. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We invited some insurance men to the program tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Ross Harrison. His partner is a housewife, Mrs. Lucy Rankin. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. Ross Harrison, you're the insurance man, eh? I could tell you were insurance man because you've got one foot in the microphone already. Now, this is Lucy Rankin. You're the housewife. Where were you born, Lucy?
Canary Islands.
Is that so? Could you fly a few times around the room? Where are the Canary Islands, Lucy?
Off Morocco.
You're off your rocker, did you say? Lucy, I'm not interested in your personal peculiarities. At this point, I just want to know where you were from.
Canary Islands.
Canary Islands. Mm-hmm. Did you meet Admiral Bird down there? How did you happen to be born in the Canary Islands when there were so many other places to be born in? Were you throwing a wing ding at the time?
No, my father was a mining engineer on the Gold Coast of Africa.
Hmm?
Canary Islands are rather close.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought the Canary Islands was near where Columbus came when he...
He did.
Well, that wasn't near Africa, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
I better go back to school again. I get everything mixed up. Now, Lucy, we've never had anybody on the show before who was born on the Canary Islands. Were you born in the regular manner, or did you hatch?
Regular manner, I guess. My mother was American, and the doctor was Spanish, and she couldn't speak any Spanish, and he couldn't speak any English. But I was born anyhow.
Lucy, that could have been disastrous. That Spanish doctor could have taken out your mother's appendix. Then where would you be? Riddle me that. Well, you're real cute, Lucy. You look like a nice guy. Are you married?
Sure.
Skipper. Lucy, since you were born in the Canary Islands, what kind of a citizen are you? Are you American or are you a canary?
Well, according to...
I thought you'd be more yellow. Are you American or canary?
Well, according to Spanish law, any child born in the Spanish territory is a Spaniard.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother refused to register me, had me registered as Spanish, and he refused to register me as English. So I'm miscellaneous.
You mean you were miscellaneous before you were married? Now you're miscellaneous. Well, let's talk to you, Mr. Harrison, about insurance. Looks like you could stand a little yourself after that cough you just threw there. You better take out fire and theft on that lung of yours. Now, before we go any further, I want to make it plain that I don't want to buy any insurance. Is that clear, Mr. Harrison?
I don't want to sell any insurance. Don't want to sell you any insurance.
I see. You regard me as a bad risk, eh?
I don't sell insurance.
Why don't you want to sell me insurance?
I don't sell insurance. I just make adjustments.
Well, could you do something to my back here? That... Oh, my God. What kind of adjustments do you make?
Oh, we investigate all kinds of accidents, determine liability, and attempt to make a settlement.
Well, like what, for example? You have to be more specific. What kind of crooked hanky-panky do you get involved in your job? Nefarious.
You would be surprised how many aches and pains we can cure when we dispense that long, green folding money. People recover so rapidly.
It has charms to soothe the savage beast.
The most healing balm in the world.
I thought you looked a little shifty the minute you walked in here. Now, I don't want to be insulting, but how is it you're not in jail, Mr. Harrison?
I don't commit the embezzlements. I only investigate them.
Oh, I see. What makes you suspicious in the first place? Do you just automatically regard everybody as a crook and work from there?
A good claims adjuster is almost clairvoyant. He can read a man by his shifty eyes, his nervous motions, his mannerisms of speech.
Well, I'm glad I don't fit that description. But in case you think I do, just remember, it takes a crook to catch a crook. I want to thank every crook in the audience. Well, you're a mighty interesting couple. And I want to give you a chance to win some real money. But before I do, I want to remind you to take a ride in the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $6,000. Can't tell you how much you have to win, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The publicity man and his partner won $4. And the secret word is age.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. There are common expressions that you have heard and used many times. I'll give you a keyword, and you give me the whole expression. For example, if I said proud, you would reply as a peacock. Proud as a peacock. Is that clear? I don't know why you picked such an involved category. All right, here's your first question. How much of the $20 will you try? Talk up.
What do you think?
$19.80.
Honey, you're going for broke.
$19.80? Is that all right with you, Mr. Harris?
I don't agree with it. I'm conservative. I'm an insurance adjuster.
All right.
Let's put $5 on.
Oh, no.
Then go for broke.
All right, time to waste some kids. Why don't you compromise?
Let's go for broke.
What, 20?
20.
Okay.
You're going for the whole 20? Okay, here we go. The word is wise. What's the rest of the expression? Wise?
As an owl.
Wise as an owl is right.
Off to a great start. You have $40.
Let me go in for $6,000, Knight. How much of the $40 are you going to try this time?
$39.75.
The white is pretty. What is the rest of the expression? Pretty?
As a picture.
That's right. Pretty as a picture.
You know, I have $79.75.
Here's a bad question. How much of the $79.75 are you going to risk?
$79.
The white is stubborn. What's the rest of the expression? Stubborn?
As a mule.
Stubborn as a mule is right.
You now have $158.75.
It's your last chance to be the other couple. How much are you going to go for?
Oh.
Shoot the word.
Shoot the
word. All right, the word is flat. What's the rest of the expression? Flat?
As a pancake.
That's right, flat as a pancake. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I haven't got it added up yet.
Oh, give him the $6,000.
No, you'll wind up with a grand total of $317.50.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a married couple for you, Groucho. They were...
Merry-go-round, did you say?
No, we have a married couple for you. They were selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air because they have some interesting experiences to tell you. Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Smith, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Smith, huh? No use fighting with you. You're married already, huh? Let's see, Mr. and Mrs. Cornelius Smith. And you're married? Mrs. Smith, what's your first name?
Grace.
Well, you're very attractive. May I ask how old you are?
30.
30. Well, you don't look it. And you're married to Mr. Smith, eh?
Yes.
Cornelius. Oh, come now. I can't call you Cornelius. What shall I call you?
Everybody calls me Corny.
That's a coincidence. That's what everybody calls me, too. So where are you from? Corny Island?
No, I was born in Fort Huachuca, down on the Mexican border.
I beg your pardon?
Fort Huachuca.
Fort Huachuca. Have you tried antihistamine? Gracie, you have very pretty teeth. Atta girl. Now, where's your birthplace?
Baguio, Luzon.
You sound like you're in worse shape than he is. Baguio, Luzon? How did you, how do you explain your birthplace,
Why, my father was a major in the Army and stationed in the Philippines.
Oh, I see. Now, Connie, where do you explain, how do you explain where you were born?
Well, my father was in the Army, too. And he was stationed in Fort Huachuca. My mother was there, too.
That comes in pretty handy. How long did you live in that fort, Connie?
About a year, Groucho, and then we went down to South America to Venezuela and to Colombia. And then back up to Camp Meade, and then Camp Bullis, and then to Fort Sam Houston, and then to Fort Bliss.
Your father certainly kept moving. He must have been a private, was he?
No, he was a colonel.
Well, sometimes those colonels have to keep moving even faster than the private. If they don't, they might get drafted. I mean, for active duty. Connie, with all that Army background, I'm surprised you're not a general. How come you didn't join the Army?
Well, I went to the Marine Corps instead, Groucho.
You learned more about the Army than I thought you did, huh? Where did you bump into this charmer here?
I met her in Dharan, Saudi Arabia.
That's up in Oregon, isn't it?
Lots in the Middle East, Groucho.
Oh, yes, near Muncie, Indiana. I'm Now, quit stalling, Corny. Where did you meet Grace?
Oh, I met her in Arabia. I was doing engineer work for the one of the oil companies out there, and she was the secretary of the president of the company.
Arabia is a strange country, Corny, isn't it, for a couple of Americans? What did you do for entertainment over there?
Pretty much the same thing you do over here.
Now, don't tell me you play canasta every night. You better explain that, Corny.
Well, I mean, they
have... What happened? Data. They don't say that anymore. They say, how about that?
They have movies, tennis courts, swimming pool, lots of parties going all the time. Mm-hmm. And those Arabian nights aren't so bad, you know.
How are the daytimes?
Not too good.
Where did you get married?
In Cairo, Egypt.
Oh, well, that sounds
good. And then we went to Europe on our honeymoon.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go in Europe?
Oh, we went to Greece.
Go behind the Iron Curtain?
No, to France and Italy and others. I don't remember them all.
You don't remember where you were? Well, I would say you had a real nice honeymoon. Do you remember where you went, Corny?
Sure.
American men are so romantic. That's what Zsa Zsa Gabor says. Well, Grace, now that you're back in America, what sort of work are you and Corny doing?
Why, he's doing sculpture in ceramics. He does the American Indians, the Navajos, or Kachina dolls, little figurines about so high.
Mm-hmm. Is that anything like tangerines?
No.
What do people do with these things after they buy them besides dust them?
Oh, they put them on the sideboards and high boards and on whatnot shelves.
Wait a minute, what's a whatnot shelf? Huh?
Why, it's a...
Is that a shelf made out of a whatnot?
Anything, I guess you don't know a name for it, you'd call it a whatnot.
Well, I have a name for that, don't I? Why do people want these whatnots?
Well, they make good conversation pieces. It gives people something to talk about.
You mean they're not content to talk about taxes and the war and the election, United Nations, or silly stuff like that, eh? They'd rather lose themselves than whatnots. I don't believe it. Who'd be silly enough to talk about a whatnot?
Well, we've been talking about them for a few minutes now.
Did you know that a camel can go 8 days without a joke? And this is a shining example. Well, you make a charming and a pretty witty couple, and I'd like to continue talking to you two, but it's time to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $6,000. Now, you run your $20 and the more than our other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners. You look like a pretty smart couple.
The lady from the Canary Islands and the insurance man lead with $317.50.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected largest cities of the countries of the world. You ought to be pretty good at that after that honeymoon you had, Corny. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Talk up. Don't keep it a secret.
$19.99.
What is the largest city in Chile?
Santiago.
Santiago is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $39.99.
Remember, you're going for $6,000 tonight. How much is $39.99 you going to bet?
Okay.
$39.98.
What is the largest city in Morocco?
Casablanca.
Casablanca is right.
You have $79.97.
Here's your third question. How much of that are you going to bet?
Shoot the works.
Shoot the works? All right. What is the largest city in Romania?
Bucharest
is right.
You have $159.94.
And it's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to go for?
Let's go. All of it.
All of it. All right. What is the largest city in Switzerland? Talk it over.
It's either Bern or Zurich. Zurich.
Zurich is right.
And you'll wind up with $319.88. And that means that you people, in just 1 minute, get the chance to be sold for a $6,000 question. Here's Here's a good tip for all of us car owners to keep in mind as we look forward to another busy season of summer driving. Make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. May is Vehicle Maintenance Month, and there's no better place to take your car for a safety inspection than a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Here, highly skilled mechanics trained in factory methods will see to it that your car gets a complete safety checkup. Brakes, headlights, wheels, tires, steering, windshield wipers, glass, horn, muffler, and exhaust. They'll see that everything is done to make your car safe and sound for the thousands of happy miles of driving ahead of you. And you'll be pleasantly surprised when you find how little this costs. Remember, make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. Drive in where you see the familiar sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And now, here's our winning couple, Groucho, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth.
I like the cut of your jib.
$6,000 question. Come on in, folks.
Well, maybe that honeymoon came in pretty handy, otherwise you wouldn't have known all those cities. Here we go for $6,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. If you remember, nectar was the drink of the gods on Olympus. For $6,000, tell me, what was the fabulous food of the gods that ensured them strength, power, beauty, and immortality? Talk it over. All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon?
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia? That's right, you win $6,000.
Come on back.
Plus, how much? Wait a minute. They won $6,000, and how much in the quiz, George?
Oh, I've completely forgotten that. $319.88.
That makes $6,398.63.
No.
$6,319.88. Is that right?
No.
No, well, huh?
Yes. I'm happy.
Send him in, you're fired. Get your fired old mate and get out of here. Well, what are you going to do with all that swag, kids?
Well,
another honeymoon?
I think maybe so. We've always wanted to go down to British East Africa and Nairobi and Kenya and Tanganyika. We haven't been down there yet.
Yeah, well, give them my regards. Well, congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see DeSoto, fire don't make tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Make safe driving a habit. Check your car. Check accidents. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.